In Washington today, a state funeral for the 41st president of the United States, George H.W. Bush. His son, former President George W. Bush, gave an emotional eulogy.
We're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
Others are remembering Bush Sr. as a leader who reached across the aisle on a number of issues, including one that might surprise you. Here's the world's Allison Herrera.
A lot is being said right now about George H.W. Bush's bipartisan efforts. Well, here's one issue the 41st president championed that can definitely be characterized as reaching across the aisle. Family planning, birth control.
He was so adamant in his support of family planning that he got the nickname Rubbers.
That's Gloria Felt, former head of Planned Parenthood. And yes, you heard her right. George H.W. Bush apparently earned the nickname Rubbers for his support for birth control access. His father, Prescott Bush, was an active supporter of Planned Parenthood in the 1940s. He was even listed as treasurer for one of their early fundraising campaigns. That left an impression on his son, says Felt.
George H.W. Bush, as you know, was one of the sponsors of Title X of the Public Health Services Act, which still to this day provides the backbone of funding for family planning services for low-income women across the country.
While George Bush promoted contraception access here in the U.S. as a congressman, he also championed family planning on a global scale, notably when he was named U.S. ambassador to the U.N. by Richard Nixon.
And he, in that role, really helped push for the creation of a very strong population program, which is how we got created 50 years ago.
That's Sarah Craven. She's the director of the Washington Office of the United Nations Population Fund, the UNFPA. Craven says Bush pushed for family planning in part because he saw it as a global security issue. In 1973, Bush wrote that success in the population field under UN leadership may determine whether we can resolve successfully the other great questions of peace, prosperity, and individual rights that face the world. Craven says Bush wasn't the sole Republican who supported her agency's efforts.
Almost our strongest supporters were moderate Republicans.
So how did family planning become such a wedge partisan issue? Craven says it comes down to one word, abortion.
In the case of this issue, it has become one where religious conservatives have conflated family planning with also support for abortion.
And George H.W. Bush himself joined with conservatives on the issue of abortion when he teamed up with Ronald Reagan as his running mate in 1980. Prior to that, Bush was seen as a supporter of abortion access.
And I think for political reasons, President Bush made a calculus to, withdraw his, really had been his family's DNA.
And as the GOP moved farther to the right on abortion and family planning, so did George H.W. Bush. As president in 1989, he withheld funding for the United Nations Population Fund, the very program he championed two decades earlier.
And this, unfortunately, is where my organization, UNFPA, has been caught in the middle.
And that continues with the current administration. In 2017, President Trump withdrew U.S. support for the Population Fund. UNFPA says it hopes that the United States will reconsider its position. For the world, I'm Allison Herrera.